So tonight we go into night two of Star Wars, and as I was like randomly online searching, I found this image, and I thought that it just worked too well, and I had to share it. Since everybody loves Yoda, I found Yoda's literal translation of Genesis 1. And so here we go, and I do my Yoda voice, but I don't have a Yoda voice. So here we go. Genesis 1 as told by Yoda. In the beginning, created the heavens and the earth, God did. Formless and empty, the earth was. Over the surface of the deep, darkness there was. Over the waters hovering, the Spirit of God was. Then let there be light, God said, and light there was. Saw that the light was good, God did. Also separated the light from the darkness, God did. Called the light day, and the darkness night, God did. And evening there was, and morning there was, the first day. Is that done well enough for Yoda? You imagined it. Well, no, not my voice for Yoda, the translation for Yoda. I'd like to see the rest of the Bible by Yoda now because I find it more fun to read that way. But with that, what's that? You're so easily entertained? Okay. So with that, tonight we go to our two characters that we're going to look in the lens of how they are in Star Wars for how we live our life as Christians. And for tonight, I picked the combination of Han Solo and Princess Leia because we can't get past the cinnamon buns. We got to do somewhere in this series. That's really kind of depressed me as I've watched that the cinnamon buns are only in episode 4 and they don't appear again. Was there that much criticism about these cinnamon buns? Was there that much criticism about the cinnamon buns? They couldn't make it into another movie? But anyway, so Han Solo and Princess Leia, and I was trying to figure out what clips I wanted to use, and there were so many I wanted to use to show their personalities and show their relationship, and then I found this awesome video that somebody put together of the top 10 scenes with Han Solo and Princess Leia, and I said, oh, perfect. So here we go, the best 10 moments with Han Solo and Princess Leia. I don't know if I agree with their order, but some pretty good scenes in there. Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, I have to tell you, one of the things that impresses me off the bat, starting with episode 4 of Star Wars, is that we do get Princess Leia as this very powerful woman put into a position where most men would be put. And part of the reason it surprises me, because that's pretty forward thinking in 1977 when that movie came out, for her to be able to take that kind of role and have the kind of self-confidence that she has and that go-to-it personality. Anybody else with me here? The kind of role model that we could look up to. But that's who Princess Leia is, really. I mean, through these three movies that she's in, okay, three that I've seen so far that she's in, does she appear in 4, 5, 1, 2, or 3? Does she appear in 7? I guess I will have to see. So, the personality that I've seen is this woman who is living in the midst of storm. I mean, she's at the verge of crisis. Things are coming down. The empire is coming to take not only her planet, but this whole system. And so here she is in the midst of the storm. And is she the one that tends to lose her head? No, she's not. She does go out Han Solo, but she is really good at keeping her calm through this storm, no matter what seems to be going on, and works to get the job done so that they can get out of danger, so that they can save the day, so that they can get the plane where it needs to go, the ship. But she's really good at that. And the scripture that I saw that I wanted to bring to us with Princess Leia comes out of the Gospel of Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 23 to 27. It's pretty short, but it's a pretty powerful story that we get in the gospel. And it says, then he, meaning Jesus, got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." I don't know about having a whole empire coming and threatening my life and my existence and everything that I know, but I have been through some storms in life, some troubling times, and some times that I've been pretty worried. And every time I think about getting through those storms, I think about when I was learning to surf, okay? I tried learning to surf. I never actually attempted to stand on a surfboard in the, like, 24 times I went out in the water. Call me a chicken. I'm perfectly fine with that. But the thing that I had was taking this surfboard and going out into the water and walking out, and what's the first thing you have to do? But you got to paddle past all those waves, right? For me, who is not the best of swimmers, for me, who finds anything under 80 degrees of water cold, for me that hasn't spent a lot of time out in the waves for various reasons, I much preferred the lake, it was nice and calm, to spend what felt like an hour trying to paddle past these waves was like torture to me. Because what happens, the wave comes and the board I was trying to ride, it was seriously like this thick, and have you seen my arms? And I couldn't duck dive, okay? I couldn't go under the wave because I just wasn't strong enough to push the board that I was using under, and so I'd have to try to go over the wave. Well, what happens when you try to go over the wave, but every time the wave sends you backwards, and then you got to catch up that distance that you just lost, plus try to make up some distance, otherwise you're never going to get anywhere. But it just seemed every time a wave would come and I'd try to make some progress, just another wave would come. And it would knock me back and it would knock me off my board, and I kept trying to duck dive, I kept trying to get under the waves, knowing that's how I wouldn't lose distance that I had gained. And I tried and I tried and I tried, and I would just keep at it, but it really felt like I was in a storm. But I had to keep at it, right? If I ever wanted to be able to just sit on that board and catch my breath, I'd have to make it past the break, right? I'd have to make it past where the waves were starting to get to the calm. But here I would do it, and I'd have my buddies out there with me because that's who I would go surfing with. They were the ones that surfed, and I was the one that watched, and they were the ones that would encourage me, and they were the ones that would give me the words calling from past the break because they'd get their way before me. And so I would have to aim for them. And every time I'd get past a wave, I'd have to see them and keep going towards them. And I never did give up. I never didn't make it past the break. But boy, what it took to finally get there. And sometimes that's what life is like. It just seems like this storm is hitting. It just seems like wave after wave and things are happening. And if I can get past this calm, if I can get past this test or this trouble or this illness or this struggle with this friendship or this or that that's going on, it seems like we get past it and then something else has the potential of hitting. And all we really want to do is catch our breath. All we really want to do is just to be able to relax for a minute and enjoy life. But here it seems like it keeps catching us. And this is what those disciples were like on that boat. Here up out of nowhere, and remember, these are professional fishermen. Here this storm comes up, and it's rocking the boat, and they're just truly afraid for their life. But here's Jesus, just that calm in that storm, right? I mean, he's the one that just sits there and rebukes those waves, and right there they calm. And the disciples in awe realize this is more than just a man. This is somebody that's got more to it than we really knew. And that realization is that when those storms are hitting, when the difficulties coming, when we've got those challenges in life that seem like they're just pushing harder on us than we're able to take, what we have to be able to do is to see beyond that break. To be able to work, to be calm, and how do we get to that calm, but being able to focus our eyes on Jesus. To know that the last thing he wants us to do is drown. The last thing he wants us to do is to give up. The last thing he wants us to do is to get defeated by the things of this world and the challenges of this life. He wants us to be able to make it through the storm. He wants us to be able to feel the calm if we'll just have faith in him that when the time is right and when he knows that it's supposed to be, that he can rebuke those waves and make everything calm to where we can just relax and enjoy life and be in his presence. There's where I see from Princess Leia. Because she had to get through those storms. She had to find those calms. She had to do it because she needed to see the other side. She needed to see her people free. She needed to see the empire not in control. And so she was going to do what it takes to get there. And no man was ever going to tell her what's right and what's wrong. And so we could take from her that courage to be able to face the storm and to be able to see past it. But on the other side, we stay in a similar genre of story as we go into Han Solo, because I felt like these two, they had to be spoken together because of this wacky relationship that they have. But here's Han Solo, the criminal, so to be said, that doesn't really think, just acts, and doesn't care about the risks involved, too often cares more about the money and himself, but he's just gonna do it, no matter what it takes. Let's take the risk and let's do it. And the story that I thought of again takes place in a boat on a lake. And here in Matthew chapter 14, it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him on the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up onto a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. See, we got storms again. Han Solo, he's got storms going too. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. Is it I? Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat and the wind died down, then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." You see, there's that side of us in our faith that needs to be willing to find our calm, needing to be willing to look beyond the waves to see Jesus, that kind of safety within the boat. But then there's times where we need to be willing to take risks. We need to be willing to step out there knowing there's a chance we might fail, knowing there's a chance we might sink, knowing there's a chance we might get ridiculed, knowing there's a chance we could get criticized, knowing there's a chance we won't have the result that we want. But if we stay in the safety of the boat, like all the rest of the disciples, we'll never have that experience of feeling what it's like to walk on water, what it's like to see our faith truly have the wings that allow us to defy the rules of this earth. There are the times that Han Solo just goes for it without thinking. And yeah, there's that possibility he's going to fail. He gets frozen for who knows how long. But there are times that if it wasn't him that was acting, they wouldn't have gotten the result that they needed. They needed that personality that was going to be reckless at times. And so I wonder what those times are in our faith when we need to step out of the boat, when we need to take a risk, when we need to open ourselves and have a conversation with somebody that we think maybe we shouldn't. Maybe there's a time when we act in such a way that we feel God is compelling us, even though there might be a risk involved. When is there a time that we step in faith instead of all of the logical rules that we should? I know there's the times in life that I've definitely taken a step and risked. To me, moving to Atlanta, Georgia to go to seminary was a huge step in faith for me. I mean, Atlanta, Georgia, let me tell you, just slightly different from Southern California. The South is a whole nother world. I was moving to a place I didn't know anybody. I didn't know the culture. I didn't know how things were in the South. I had never been there before, minus a about 36-hour visit to go visit the seminary, okay? And so here I was driving 2,700 miles to move to seminary. And unlike college, where I went to Santa Barbara, there were the ability to come home on a weekend. If I really needed to see my family, if I really needed to see my friends, if I really needed that, if I was struggling, it was feasible to get home. But financially, I couldn't just jump on an airplane and come home for a weekend if I really needed that centering time. I was there once I moved in August. I was there until Christmas break. And to me, that was a big risk. But I know that that was a risk that I had to take in my faith, to be stretched by God, to be challenged before going into ministry, and being able to go into a new situation, to be able to go into a new place and a whole new group of people, to be able to know that I could land on my feet, that I could do it, that when I struggled and I couldn't just pop home, that God would be the one that could be there with me, that God would provide what I needed without me running to the security and the safety of what I've always known. There are times when the storms rage when we're in the boat and we need to find the calm in Jesus. But there's also the times when we're in the boat and we need to risk stepping out of it and to have faith in Jesus, that he's going to help us walk on water and feel the miracle of what that moment is when our trust is in him more than our trust in ourselves. So tonight I want us to stew on those, and will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for another night, being able to look at the series of Star Wars in light of our faith. And we just ask that you help us to see the characteristics inside of us that help us have the faith that brings a calm in a storm because of your son's presence in our lives, but also to help us to see where it is that you're trying to nudge us out of the boat, to be able to take a step in faith, to be able to take a risk, and to know that you are either going to be there to celebrate with us to succeed, or that you're going to be there with a hand to help us back out of the water and in the boat if the success isn't what we're hoping. We give you this time. We give you our hearts. We give you our lives, no matter where it is that we are, and pray that you will be present with us through it, giving us courage to be your mighty disciples. For this we pray in your most holy name. Amen.